Well, welcome to Digital Skills Mastery Lab. In this episode, we'll take a look at how to create a successful social media marketing plan for small businesses. In this connected age, times are changing and changing very fast. If you want to successfully build a brand on the long term, you just have to be highly committed. It's going to take time, effort, and focus. Social media marketing plan is now more than just posting frequently on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, WeChat, and Twitter. You need to have a smart social media strategy in order to be adequately distinguished from the increasing number of competitors. Getting used to key social media terms will be useful to you. We'll list just a few of them. The first is social media ROI. Social media return on investment is a metric to determine the revenue that social media marketing campaign effort is generating when compared to how much you are spending. ROI is a popular metric because of its versatility and simplicity. It can be used as a rudimentary gauge of an investment profitability. The next is targeting. Targeting is a social media marketing term that refers to how you target a specific audience to display adverts and posts. When it comes to ad campaigns on social media platforms, two brilliant ways to stand out are creativity and relevance. The key to a good targeting strategy is data. Most social advertising platforms allow advertisers to define and identify audience based on age, location, gender, educational status, interests, and other demographics. Generally, a good way to reach the right target audience is to identify your existing customers and talk to them through surveys, feedback, or research meetings. You have to know where your existing customers are currently active on social media, the kind of information that they are interested in, and what they require from your business. When you have this information handy, you can easily determine the best social media platform to advertise on and the kind of content you'll be creating. There are various types of targeting. We're going to list just four. The first is behavioral targeting, also called interest targeting. It is a form of advertisement targeting that customizes messages to users' prior activities during dealings with your app or web page. It uses users' former actions to suggest their interests. A lot of ad platforms introduce behavioral targeting due to enhanced user experience it offers. Platforms like Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Quora, and many others offer behavioral targeting. A lot of advertisers will be willing to pay more to reach out to their target audience if they are fully convinced that the return on investment will be positive. The next is predictive targeting. Predictive targeting uses machine learning, artificial intelligence, statistics, and customer data to predict the best product that needs to be displayed for customers, and also anticipating what a customer might need in the future. The major goal of predictive targeting is to display the right product to the right customer on the right platform at the right time. In addition to looking at shoppers' behavior, predictive targeting also utilizes machine learning techniques to predict market trends. The knowledge acquired from predictive targeting helps businesses optimize their spending and marketing strategies, and also improve efficiency in targeting the right audience. There are some advantages worth knowing about the use of predictive targeting. With predictive targeting, you can anticipate what customers really want. With a very good understanding of shoppers and a proper forecast of their needs and desire, you can push for discounts and promotions, as well as other marketing strategies without sounding pushy. Brands can save on marketing and advertising costs. The marketing campaign will be shown to only target audience that are most likely going to buy after seeing the advert. And businesses can fully utilize investment made in predicting targeting capability. The generated insights can further be applied to improve efficiency in every part of a business. And we have custom targeting. Custom targeting is a method where you create a custom audience from an existing email list or past purchase data. Some social media platforms provide you with the option of creating custom audience. This targeting method becomes more effective if you are building a custom audience from the data of shoppers that purchase a particular product and you are having a very good feedback from the customer reviews about the product. When you are offering an improved version of same product and you are sending emails to everyone who purchased the first product, it is very likely they will want to buy the new product. The fourth is geographic targeting. It can be defined as a practice of delivering different content or advertisement to consumers based on their geographic locations. It is often used to advertise to local prospects when embarking on paid search campaigns. It is a good strategy for businesses that depend on human traffic or home delivery services such as brick and mortar stores and restaurants. When you narrow down target locations, you increase the odds of accessing an appropriate audience for your brand. Most platforms give you the option to target by city, state, or zip code, and several of them allow you to input local addresses. This can be an essential in increasing the success of your marketing. Another social media term worth knowing is hashtag. Hashtags are very popular tools being used in social media marketing. It allows you to describe the topic of your content or market as part of current trends. Top social media platforms such as Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Pinterest all use hashtags. Using hashtags is an important part of social media marketing. When you know how to use the right hashtag for content, it will help you reach more people and increase engagement. They make content much easier for users to discover and increase the chances that they will share it. There are hashtag analytics tools like Keyhole, Brand24, TweetBinder, RightTag, Sprout Social, and many more that can help you track and analyze the performance of hashtags. There are also hashtag generator tools like Hashtag for Likes, Flick, Tags Finder, Hashtag Finder by Tailwind, and many more. Hashtag generator provides important information that will guide you in amplifying your hashtag success. Then engagement is another term you need to understand. Engagement in social media is a general term which refers to how people interact with the content you produce. It can be a share, a like, a reaction, or a comment, but varies by platforms. There are tips that can help improve social media engagement that you can practice. Know where to find engagement metrics. Some social media networks like Pinterest, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok allow you to view your engagement metrics on their native analytics. These native dashboards allow you to see engagement, including likes, comments, shares, impressions, and more. There are also third-party social media management tools that are available to help you view and have a good understanding of engagement metrics. For example, they can show you posts that are having very high performance rate. When you notice a post has a significantly higher engagement rate over the others, it is important to take note of what made it stand out. This will help you identify what category of content to channel more effort and focus on. Then shares. Shares are a major part of social media world. They are key for successful social media campaign. When people engage and interact with your content, that's fine. You can become more excited when you notice that your content are being shared. This is simply telling you that people are getting more interested in the content you are creating. One of the major aims of corporate social media marketing strategies is to generate brand awareness by leveraging existing audience to help share content. Shares on social media is an organic form of promotion generated by the public. Consumers will share blog posts, products, and inspirational images because they sincerely want to. When friends, family members, or colleagues receive a shared content from you, it's going to resonate more than a message displayed directly by a business. A shared post has the potential to have a good spread to an entirely new group of audience. When users share the posts or content of a brand, this simply means the user is validating them. This is highly invaluable for the reputation of a brand. To increase chances of social shares, you have to create high-quality, meaningful content, increase your focus on social network used most frequently by target audience of your product and services you offer. Try as much as you can to be consistent in creating very high-quality content that is relevant. There are also the number of good social media tools such as Buzz, Sumo, that can help measure shares in terms of performance. In this digital age where billions of people own social media accounts, your business needs to be on social media to assess potential customers, and if you can, creating out the budget to support social media strategy would be a very good idea. If you desire to be successful in your social media effort, you just need to have the right strategy, then planning and publishing needs to be well organized. You have to learn how to effectively listen and engage your audience. Create a time for extensive study of reports from analytics and then advertising. as regards to strategy, you really need to have a robust social media marketing strategy. This is crucially important to avoid struggling to achieve your social media goals and reaching out to your target audience. You have to get it right. Content strategy campaigns should have measurable goals. It will help guide content creation efforts for remarkable growth. When starting a campaign, you should have in mind the kind of results you want to see as you make progress. Most times, goals are centered on increasing sales or brand awareness. Then have a good understanding of the competition. You'll be creating an advantage for your campaign if you can create the time to research on what top competitors are doing in your industry. You can easily spot their mistakes, which can be improved on or learn from their success. You will also need a good understanding of platforms. If you want to have a successful content marketing strategy, you need to have a good knowledge of social media platforms that will be a good fit for your marketing campaign and pay very good attention to the details of demographics. For example, while Pinterest is very strong with female audiences, Instagram is mainly populated with people under the ages of 35. The short video sharing app TikTok is heavily populated with younger folks. LinkedIn audiences are more professional. If you are able to make out time to carry out the research on clients and target audience to find out what social media platforms are most popular with them, this will be a huge advantage to you. When you have a solid social media plan, you can make the most out of the numerous benefits that social media offers in this connected age with high level of acceleration in digital trends where consumers' expectations are very high. If you can commit to consistently creating fresh, high-quality content that are addressing common questions from prospects, as well as creating educational content such as ebooks, checklists, videos, and infographics that addresses buyers' pains. If you know you can successfully be committed to this, then you can integrate blogging into the plan. This can further be strengthened by setting up a podcast. If your content is highly beneficial, people will likely share it on social media and help extend your reach. As regards to publishing content, as much as you can, try and be consistent. A regular publishing schedule with good frequency rate will keep people coming back for more. Listening to audience and effectively engaging them are a huge part of successful customer experience. There are numerous benefits of social listening, and there are a lot of social listening tools that empowers organizations to harness the benefits of social listening for great competitive advantage. The importance of social listening lies in the ability to allow businesses to interact with their customers directly to develop better product ideas, improve services, unique brand experience, identify trends. Social listening tools help monitor social media platforms for mentions of brand-specific keywords, phrases, or hashtags. As a business owner, you can use them to track and measure the success of marketing campaign, identify potential customers or leads, gather information on competitive intelligence. It provides you with vital statistics as to what competitors are doing better than you, how often they engage with customers, and how active they are on social media. What do their customers like about them, and what is it that they are getting right that instills brand loyalty? Having this invaluable insight will help you evaluate your strategy and know how best to compete. Some of the notable social listening tools include Brand 24, Brand Watch, TweetDeck, Buffer, and HubSpot. There are also other numerous good tools for social listening. Let's take a look at analytics. Having a good understanding of analytics is crucially important to social media marketing campaign. Social media analytics will help you to have better understanding of the behavior or interests of customers or visitors to your blog, website, or podcast. This will enable you to make an adjustment and strategy when necessary, know the platform that works best for your brand, analyze top competitors in your industry, and many more. When you have this information handy, you can easily determine what works best for your campaign and what doesn't. That way, you can spend more time on what is working. Analytics will inform the decisions that you make for future campaigns and has the potential to highly influence the success rate. Advertising. If you are strongly interested in growing an audience, social media advertising is worth exploring. The major types of social media advertising are organic, paid, and earned. For organic content, you don't pay for it. It picks up view naturally if you can create high-quality content. It is a very good strategy for getting people's attention without having to pay for this space. This is mainly through various forms of content marketing, such as creating a podcast, writing blogs, and scheduling social posts. It is a gradual process of building community and engaging with them. You attract people to you rather than directly targeting them. Paid content is when you pay to have content boosted so that there is a better chance of people seeing it. Okay. This can be through an advert on social media platform in several forms, such as video, text, or image. The cost of paid social ads will depend on the type of advert you choose. There are various ways you can advertise products as a professional or business on social media. For example, you can decide to create high-quality content such as posts and videos, engaging with people on social media by getting really active in groups that are related to your industry. You can create posts that are promoted and get your content being downloaded by offering white papers, videos, podcasts, and many more on social channels. If your objective is to enhance brand recognition, build loyalty, and increase conversion rate, advertising will be highly helpful. Ensure you are accessible on social media so customers know they can reach out to you. You don't have to wait for feedback. Keeping up with changes in social media space could be a hard task. Always have your eyes on current reports on trends in social media. Platforms such as Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Reddit, Snapchat, YouTube, TikTok, Pinterest can be added to the list of platforms you are closely following. Platforms such as Twitch, Discord, Clubhouse, Twitter Spaces, Caffeine, Instagram Reels needs to be on your list as well. Watching the growth of promising social channels will help you determine which will be a good fit for your marketing strategy. There are other types of social media marketing that can be evaluated if it suits your marketing strategy. They include content creating, sponsorship, influencer marketing, and contributing to forums. Social media platforms have become very important ways for quickly spreading information. This also includes issues. When issues about a brand pops up on social media, it is expected that the response should be very fast. You have to explore the rise of social commerce. Social media platforms are expected to continue to become a popular shopping channel outlet for consumers. You can take advantage of social media to reach new audience, grow stronger relationships with customers, and improve customer service. Integrate short-form and bite-sized content into your marketing plan. They are invaluable tools for marketing and educating prospective customers about products and services. And remember to incorporate social listening into your strategy. Having a smart social media strategy will distinguish your brand from the increasing number of competitors. Thanks for listening. This has been Digital Skills Mastery Lab. If you have questions, kindly send a mail to digitalskillsmasterylab@gmail.com.